I don't know which one of you would call to order. I think Diana. Oh.
Let's call to order the Finance and Audit Committee for February 21st, 22nd.
No, today is the 21st.
Oh, it is?
Today, yeah, today is the 21st at 5:01.
5:01 p.m.
Please stand and say the Pledge of Allegiance.
Ready to begin. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Director Terry Tincher?
Here.
Director Diana Morris?
Here.
General Manager Michael Cullen?
Here.
Are you here?
Evelyn Aguilar, Board Secretary.
I'm here.
Evelyn.
Yep. Okay, so we're going to go to our financials tab in the board packet. And on the first page is the balance sheet. These are the financials as of January 31st, 2023. As of the end of January, the combined Chase with cash and LAIF balance was at $1,643,661, and that's lines 3 and 5 combined. And then the total liabilities is on line 31, which was at $745,622. So almost more than double we had on the total balance versus the liability. Any questions on that page, the balance sheet? Page 6 of 20.
Did you find it?
Yeah, I just was looking at the numbers wrong. Yeah. I was like, okay, that's not right. That's the wrong page.
Yeah.
No, I got
no,
it.
Yeah, she
I kept looking at 33, like that's the total.
Yeah, she
was
oh,
right. Not 31.
Yeah.
All right, so I'm going to move on to the next page then, which is the profit and loss. So this is the it shows how the district is performing against the budget and the condition of the district's fiscal year to date. So this, like I said, this is as of January 31st, 2023. This left-hand side shows which category of the budget it is. Column A is what we spent in January. Column B is what we've spent since July 1st, 2022. Column C is what we're expected to spend or earn as of June 30th, 2023. And then column D is what percentage we're at so far. So I'm gonna point out a couple items that are either higher or lower than what we're expected to be at right now and then explain why it's that. And at the end, at the end of each page, I'll ask if there's any questions about any additional ones. So on line 5, Desert Hills Premium Outlet, HPO contract, that's at 76%, and the reason for that is because DHPO was on a different rate structure than all of the other commercial accounts because we had the contract with them, but that ended in December. So it's going to stay at 76%, but they're going to be charged under line 4, which is commodity sales. So that one will probably go up.
So that one will go above what it's supposed
yeah,
to,
probably.
And the other one just stay where it is.
And then line 6, that one's at 100%. That's because DHPO got a credit for each month for, I think it was 10 years. The credit ended in December, so it's at 100% because we're no longer going to give them that credit anymore. On line 8, fees and charges, this is for penalty fees, fire flow tests, new account fees, incident fees, and return check fees. It's at 77% of the budget due to higher penalty fees, or more penalty fees than expected. On line 10, standby fees, tax revenue, that's at 82%. Most of the receipts of these fees come in around January and May. So we received a whole bunch this month, which is why it's a lot higher. And it'll probably stop for a while, and then in May we'll get more. And then down on line 14, we have cell tower lease income. So we lease a little section of, I think it's the property at Well 1,
for
a
yes.
cell tower. They added a little bit of extra property this year, so we're getting more income than we expected on that. On line 16, we have interest income. This is for interest on customer bills and also interest on a LAIF account, and it's a lot higher. It's at 169% of the year due to more customer interest fees than we expected. And then total revenues, which is on line 19, right now we're at 69% of the year, so we're a lot higher than expected, which is really good. And now moving on to expenses. On line 27, we have total payroll. That's at 57%, so pretty much right on track. Down on line 34, we have well maintenance, which is at 81%. That is due to the skater repairs, which was at $8,000. That was approved last fiscal year, but then they didn't actually do the work until this fiscal year, so it put a big hit in the budget. On line 37, facilities, wells, T&D, other. This is just for random maintenance on the facilities around the district. This account is a lot higher than expected, just due to some play valve maintenance that was done at the beginning of the year. But it should be pretty much done right
now. Yeah, it's not done throughout the year. It was done in a set time frame in a certain month, so there should be minimal charges added to that account.
Mm-hmm. And then line 41, water billing system. This account includes the annual water billing system maintenance costs. Year-to-date is at 90% due to the billing system subscription was paid through the year end. And then the new annual bill will start in April. So there's going to be a little more activity in there, but for them, it's almost done. And that's all I had on this page. Was there any other questions on this first page?
I'm good.
Diane, you didn't have anything? Okay. So on the next page, we have line 44, dues and subscriptions. It's just for random annual fees that we have to pay. It's at 77% due to the timing of those renewals. Line 49, Community Water Systems Alliance. We talked about this last month because we haven't seen any bills coming in. I talked to the organizers of that group, and they said they got a new accountant in the middle of last year, so they were trying to kind of work out the kinks in that. But it's $2,500 for the whole year, so they're supposed to bill us monthly. They're just trying to get it all figured out. So I don't know if last year we already paid the full amount, but before July or what, but they're still working it out.
Have we decided whether we're getting anything out of this?
Sarah said to bring it back in a couple of months, but they did send a list of things that we have that we do get out of it, and then Alan's attending the meeting, so he might have an update tonight.
So what it basically comes down to,
it gives us a voice in Sacramento, but it's a small water district. We don't have any major concerns, and when you're a small water district and you have major hurdles to overcome, you would share knowledge, experience, and technologies from a larger neighboring water company. We don't have high uranium, this, that, or the other. So do we really need someone else's support? I think we're very efficient. We have a good operating staff who knows the system. And if we wanted to save $3,000, we can look at opting out. But that's what it is. It gives you a voice in Sacramento, and it helps smaller water districts share assets, whatever. If you needed like a dump truck or water truck or anything like that, and a larger water company wouldn't lend it to you, then you could do that. But we're pretty self-sufficient. So if we all decided that we didn't want to use that as a voice anymore, then that would be up to you guys if you want to eliminate the $3,000.
$3,000
or $2,500? It's $2,500. I think the accountants might have bumped it up because they assumed an increase in a lot of other things,
right.
But it's $2,500. All right, moving on, we have line 51, which is total office expenses, so that whole section above, it's at 34% of the year. So we spent a lot less so far than expected. And then line 55, legal services, is only at 14% of the year, just because we're not using it for hardly anything. The only time we use it is for grants, but we get paid back for those.
Good thing.
Well,
need so many lawyers at every
meeting. It's the only.
We needed multiple lawyers here every single meeting. This was before I was on board.
Huh.
I was just in the
audience. Yeah.
It was scary.
You got to witness it though.
Yeah,
I heard those things went into like past midnight.
Oh yeah.
Like, all right, on line 58, we have insurance. I think it's due to the timing, which is at 75% of the year. This account includes the annual cost of liability insurance for the district. Year-to-date is at 75% of the budget due to the liability insurance paid through March. So it's paid now, and then we're going to renew it. So this whole year is already paid for, and then we'll start paying for next year, starting next month, I believe. On line 61, other fees, State Water Resource Control Board. This is just random annual fees that we have to pay to the state. It's at 85% of the year due to the timing of those fees. Line 63 is shop supplies and small tools, which is at 104%, so it's a little over. There was some tools that we needed, like a well sounder, can't remember what else.
We ordered a well sounder.
But it was stuff that we did need that we haven't had in the past.
Yeah, we ordered a well sounder. It was $1,100. We didn't have one. So we ordered one, and unfortunately the probe got stuck down into the well casing when you're doing the static water levels. So that broke, so we had to send it back in for repairs, where the repairs was a little over $700. So that's why it brought it up. But so I told the guys, you know, we're done with the tool budgets and everything like that. We're done with safety. So those two line items are, you know, a little over 100%, but there will be no more charges to those accounts.
Yep. Vehicle fuel is a lot lower. It's only at 30%, just because we don't have that extra vehicle going back and forth to work, and then gas prices aren't as high as we expected to. Since they were going up and up, we budgeted a lot higher too. And then line 70, water operations on-call phones. When we first adopted the budget, this was for two of the old cell phones, but we now have four since we have two extra employees. So it's at 73%, a little bit over expected. On line 77 is total expenses, which is only at 55% of the year. So our revenue's a little bit higher than the budget, and then our expenses are lower than the budget, which is good. And then on line 82, our total net income slash loss. Right now we are over at $367,599 as an income. We are expected to end with negative 31,000, but it's looking pretty good. I don't think we're going to end negative. We have one final page, which is the grant or the capital detail. Line two is for the Bonita Vault, which they should be starting pretty soon, but so far there's no activity in there. On line three, customer shutoff valves, there is a little bit of activity there. I can't remember why we aren't doing that. Or are we going to wait till the end of the year to buy more of those, the customer shutoff valves?
We bought some items for that. It was basically just the shutoff valves. We did order some KVs, which are called meter valves. So we didn't order all of them that we needed. We were just doing them as we install them.
No.
So, but it probably won't. It won't be that total amount. No, it'd be way less.
And then line four, which is meter replacement. That one we buy 30 meters each month, so it's at 65% of the year because they increase the prices in the middle of the year. This whole section, the grant funded, it should be end up being 0% because we get reimbursed for it. So these are the expenses that we're waiting to be reimbursed for. It's a total of $40,961 that we're waiting on. We just sent in some of the paperwork today, so we need to wait for them to review it and then pay us the check back. But that's all for that. Any questions?
So we do have some challenges in the isolation valve replacement program, because when they're digging up intersections, there wasn't exactly accurate as-builts. So they're finding out there's extra material, extra time, and...
I saw the catastrophe up here at the corner.
Yeah, that one.
Bonita.
There was a lot of moving parts that we had to reconfigure. Same thing on Aloma and Orange. So those are two major intersections. Aloma and Orange, you had a 6-inch going this way and a 10-inch going this way, and they're two feet different in depth,
and there was supposed to be a cross attached to it.
So
there's a lot of reconfiguration, and of course the way it was engineered is not the way that it's being built. So I'm creating accurate as-builts. We're updating it on the system map.
Did you fix that?
Yeah, everything is going
to
be...
So you got the crosses in there, yeah, you just had to 45 it up?
Yep, everything's modernized, everything is accurate, everything is documented. Moving forward, it's what the district needed. So the system will be in a lot better shape. Unfortunately, there's change orders with additional costs. So I'm having to manage to the best of my ability to minimize what the district's going to have to pay out of pocket over and above what the grant fund is allowed. So I'm meeting with Bryce and Sean of Gordon Construction for considerations, and I put in recommendations to the state to omit certain valves to keep us under the grant-funded budget so that we wouldn't have to spend our limited funds from our own reserves. So that's my main goal. And it looks
How's
like...
How's it looking?
It all depends on the state. You know, is the state going to allow... You know, it's like... I guess this whole process went on for like 5 or 6 years. The planning stages, input, not accurate input, and they, like I told you, they're going to put 8-inch gate valves on a 4-inch main with reducers and everything like that. So I'm saying the contractor agrees, can we omit these, give us custody of the valves, if you're not, because there should not be a problem of giving them back to the supplier with no restocking, because supply and demand right now, it takes so long to get inventory that it shouldn't be a problem. It's like, have everything back. But if I'm trying to work with the state, it's like, we'll take custody of the valves. We'll charge you for, charge us for today's rates, put them in inventory. You want to do an annual audit and review that we still have them in custody, that we didn't return them and get, you know, funds back or anything like that. But the items that go from an 8-inch gate valve down to a 4-inch main, once you replace the main and have 8-inch gate valve and 8-inch main, those parts are no longer used and useful. So now you wasted $15,000 worth of parts that, you know, you should...
Yes, yes,
yes, yes. So that's...
I sent him an itemized list of reasons why we should omit these valves. So he's going to have a talking conversation with the state. I'm going to have a meeting with Bryce and Sean Board tomorrow and see if we can work within the grant funding budget. So.
Yeah, even if you only kept a few of the 8-inch and traded them in on 4-inch, you're still going to save a lot of money.
Yeah, yeah. But we're never going to have 4-inch in the system.
No, I know, but are you planning on reusing the 8-inch that you're installing?
The 8-inch gate valves, yes.
You're going to reuse them if you...
Yeah, when we put new mains in. When we replace the 4-inch mains in the Jensen area, because everything east of Elm on Esperanza, Lois, State, Maxine, and Adele, everything east is 4-inch mains. 4-inch
yeah,
mains.
It is on Ida.
Everything this way is 8-inch. So they're fine. Everything's fine.
What about below Esperanza?
This way here, everything's fine.
It's 4-inch, isn't it?
No, these are all 8-inch.
Oh, are they?
Yep. Everything's 8-inch. Just everything east this way is 4-inch.
Oh.
Yeah. And they were 4-inch mains that were purchased from World War II ships.
Yeah.
Yeah. So that's where they came from. Most small water companies, that's what they did. I know, you know, my previous water company, that's what they did too. They inherited districts that used those pipes for their distribution system.
Okay.
you know, it's my goal just to update the system, use grant funding as it was designed without having to pay a whole lot of pocket for all these change orders.
Yeah, because that can get expensive.
Yeah, unfortunately, you know, I came out at the tail end of it after it was already submitted and it wasn't awarded yet, but I wasn't in the process of designing and giving input and stuff like that, so we're having to manage it afterwards.
Yeah. Okay.
If there's no other questions or comments, can adjourn it. And we don't need to vote to adjourn the meeting.
Okay.
No more questions or comments?
No more questions or comments.
All right.
Yeah.
For the to adjourn. Yeah. 5:21, we're ending this.